Hi, folks. This is CBD of the Cut Jib Newsletter Worldwide Podcasting and Car Wash System. I'm here today with JJ Sefton, my partner in crime and co-potter. I don't know. I got to figure out the word for that. And what are we going to talk about? Is there anything going on, Sefton? I mean, I can't, you know, maybe Los Angeles. Is there anything interesting going on in Los Angeles?
Yeah, it'd be a faint whiff of smoke. That's about it. wafting eastward.
Yeah.
It's going on in LA. It seems to be going on a little bit in New York, some in San Francisco, a little bit in Chicago, potentially in Nashville. How fun.
Yeah, you know, folks, Sefton and I were talking before we started recording, and my comment was they can burn the whole fucking city down for all I care. LA voted for this. LA supports this, so let them do it. As far as I can tell, the National Guard and the Marines are going to be protecting federal facilities, which is perfectly okay. That doesn't bother me at all. I don't give a shit what that idiot governor of theirs, Governor Brillcream, says about about calling out the Guard. But if they want to burn down the rest of Los Angeles, that's okay. They have been anti-American for so long. I don't really have any interest in spending American funds to protect what is clearly an un-American city.
Well, unfortunately, fires have a tendency of spreading. And, you know, and we could talk about LA, but it's also not that we give a shit necessarily about New York or San Francisco or perhaps Nashville. But the problem is, as I have postulated, and this is no great brainwave on my part, others, this is merely a continuation of the same anti-American revolution that's been going on since the Vietnam War and afterwards and during the civil rights era. And ironically, the left uses this as cover to try to burn the whole shit house down in flames and take over, as Bill Ayers and Charlie Manson had fantasized about all those many years ago. So the problem is all the things that they're protesting are problems that Democrats themselves have caused. I mean, they protested civil rights and, you know, blacks being abused in the streets, but who was anti-civil rights? Who was the party of slavery? Who was the party that founded the Ku Klux Klan? Who was the party that put Japanese Americans in concentration camps? That would be the Democrat
Party.
Or
for
party,
that
folks.
matter, who's the party of extrajudicial confinement? Look at the J6 protesters.
Bingo.
Yeah. Listen, I don't disagree with what you're saying. But the reality is that Los Angeles is probably beyond redemption. New York is probably beyond redemption. San Francisco is probably beyond redemption. Chicago is probably beyond redemption. There is, you know, a list of 50 other cities in the United States. So if these rioters want to burn down their own cities that have bought in 100% into the postmodern progressive cant that America is evil, well, let them.
Exactly. I mean, yes, let them burn it down. But at the same token, you know, they're baying for blood and they want our blood and they're going to come after us. But these idiots don't understand. If you want a civil war, easily most of the population of this country do not support the left. And those that do not support, which is probably, let's say, out of 330 million American citizens, including the alien invaders, however many, there's probably a good two-thirds of them that are pro-American, generally sane people, and we're all armed to the teeth. And I would think and I would hope that outside of Obama's lackeys and flunkies in the Department of Defense, most of the military is also on our side as well. So, you know, it's going to be interesting if they want to, you know, let the lead fly. I mean, they're in for a world of hurt, and it's going to be ugly. And unfortunately, as a lot of our enemies, not only at home, but abroad, are cheering this on because they too want to see America put down. That includes the Russians, the current Russians, the old Soviets, the Chi-Coms, and now even the Mexican government, and of course the Muslims all over the world are baying for America's destruction. So this is Yes, I agree. The people who voted for this need to watch their cities burn. And if their houses catch fire and if their families get caught up in the melee, too damn bad. And if they want to bring it upon themselves to go try to quote unquote liberate an ICE detention facility or a jail, they are going to be hopefully in for a world of hurt. And as I said, let the National Guard and ICE stack and the Marines stack the bodies like cordwood. Pour encourager les autres, as the original Frenchman would say back in the Revolution.
I wonder if there's going to be much violence focused on the National Guard and the Marines. I doubt it very much. They're presenting overwhelming force. There's going to be a lot of smoke, but very little fire when it comes to that. I don't think it's going to become significantly more violent than it has been over the last several days.
True, but unfortunately,
But
a
I
lot of
agree
mistakes
completely.
and a lot of miscalculations can happen, and you can have a
No,
Kyle
no, I.
Rittenhouse situation with now not with one guy with an AR, but with literally National Guardsmen who are not they are going to hopefully fire and ask questions later.
Well, we'll see. I
Okay.
again, I don't think it's going to happen. I've been wrong before, and I'm going to be wrong again. So, and I hope it doesn't happen. But I simply don't mind too much the scenes of cars b burning in Los Angeles and people rioting in the streets. It does not bother me because this is what Los Angeles voted for, and for them to whine about, lack of law enforcement and lack of support from the United States, from the rest of the United States, is disingenuous in the extreme. So, anyway, what I find curious is that the hardcore leftists in the Democrat Party, which means about half of them, are all in on this kind of stuff. They're pimping for more protest across the
They're
country.
literally cheering it on. I mean,
Yeah,
you have
and it's and
this asshole Chris Murphy telling people around the country to get in the streets. What does that mean? And he's trying to backpedal, saying, "I don't mean be violent." And
well, of course,
when you
the
say get in
fact
the
is that
streets,
he—that's exactly what he means. That's code
exactly.
for get violent. And
Bingo.
it's it, but what fascinates me is the disconnect between the Democrat Party and the rest of America. It has always been sort of a false front party, but in the last few years, probably actually not the last few years, probably starting with Obama, that disconnect has grown and grown and grown. And the media have protected them against that disconnect, but I think it is now 100% obvious that that disconnect is profound. They are supporting anti-American invaders and attacking pro-American citizens. And I it's what is their goal here? Are they confident that these 30 or 40 million invaders in the United States are going to become an unbreakable voting bloc? It's possible. It's absolutely possible, but it's not here now. And what they're doing now is illogical, and frankly, I think it's lunacy.
And God bless him, Senator John Fetterman from Pennsylvania, again, is calling it is on the right side of this issue, like he was with the anti-Semitism and the anti-Semitic violent attacks across America in the wake of October 7th. And it's the disconnect, I think, is a combination of hubris and a combination of people who literally believe their own mythology. That they are, quote unquote, on this idiotic expression, on the right side of history, that they are the ones preserving our precious democracy. And it's also the fact that the 200-year lust to overturn the American Revolution and grab power for themselves and create their own state within the state. That is what they want. It's a combination. This toxic mix of all of this stuff is surely at work. Plus the fact that the election of Donald Trump twice, perhaps three times, if you consider 2020 stolen, and everything he has done to alienate larger and larger groups of people against the Democrats, or at least be cheering what Donald Trump is doing in many fronts, they cannot stand that. They cannot stand being rejected. And they cannot stand Donald Trump personally, and also for what he is doing in exposing the Democrats for the failures that they are and for the su success of pro-American economic, foreign policy, and domestic policy is. So this is their last gasp. All they have left is just to cause violence and try to get away with it as best they can.
To what end? That's the question. The violence that they are perpetrating on the streets of American of a few American cities must have a goal. And yes, I understand that the
yeah.
that you know the communist the ultimate communist goal is the breakdown of Western society. Yes, I get that.
Right.
But
There is a cloud.
We're nowhere near that right now.
No, I mean, what they're
and
trying
it's
to do
not
is
going
sow
to
such,
hold on one
right,
second.
sow such. I'm sorry, go ahead.
We're nowhere near that right now, and it's not going to spread into the red states. So I think that they are they see a fundamental shift in the United States, and they realize that they have to try now, or they will not be able to restart the process for a generation, perhaps. Is that correct? I don't see that much of a sea change in the United States. I think it's coming if they continue this behavior, but I don't see it right now. And that's what puzzles me. Do they see something that we don't?
It's total desperation on their part, I think. And a lot of that, I don't know what the hell they're seeing, because there's a lot of polls. And, you know, again, CBD, you're right. It is going to take time to see, hopefully, a lot of this change. Because a lot of the Gen Z voters and younger set are moving away from Democrats. A lot of the youth vote is moving away from them. And a lot more people are now becoming embracing traditional religion, traditional values, and so on and so forth. And this is something that they cannot abide. So this is all that they have left. And plus, now you have George Soros, of all people, who's likely a lot of his money is funding the riots, of course. He's trying to, I've seen articles where he thinks that he could turn Texas blue. And that's insane, because to you and I have talked about this, or you, I think, have even written about this, or someone has, that the likely thing that's going to happen is California has a shot at perhaps going red, believe it or not, because of this primarily, and among other things. And so this could backfire in their faces big time. So I just think a lot of it is desperation and just being drunk on their own, you know, 100 years of propaganda.
I see that's they the hubris is unbelievable, but they're not all stupid. And that's what puzzles me. I don't see California going red. And, you know, people talk about New Jersey going red. Yeah. Let's not hold our breath, shall we?
Right. No.
It's just not going to happen. You know, we have this sort of machine Republican who just got the Republican nomination for governor in New Jersey. Citarelli or something like that. I forgot his name. And you know, he's running against a machine Democrat. And he's going to get beaten, not by much, but he's going to get beaten, because let's face it, the Republican Party in New Jersey is a catastrophe. They're poorly organized. They are cowardly in almost all respects. And the Democrats know how to turn out the vote, and they know how to generate votes. It happened 4 years or 3.5 years ago, with the reelection of that scumbag Murphy to the governorship, and
Phil
it's going to
Murphy,
happen
yeah.
again. And California, you know, you look at the California legislature; it's got a supermajority of Democrats, and these people are far to the left of even Governor Brill Cream. So you know, you're talking about a 20% shift in the voting patterns of California for it to become a red state, and it's simply not going to happen. I think
No.
that California is lost.
Sadly, I think you are right.
Yeah. So I mean, I don't want to rain on anybody's parade who's cheering for, you know, for a return to Reagan's California or Wilson's California or Duke Bajan's California. That's fine with me. That's when I was living there, and it was a great place, but I simply don't see it.
Yeah, it is. Well, you know, stranger things have happened, but yes, things being what they are, and yes, the GOP is useless national level, on a state level, on almost any level. You know, the MAGA machine and other people, and really good people aside, notwithstanding. I mean, you can't you, you you have to, we have to sort of, we're sort of basing our hopes that people are going to wake the hell up and see what's going on. And surely some people will, but at the end of the day, yeah, the hope and expect hope over experience is a hell of a thing. If it was, if it, you know, whatever, if, when everything was going to shit, however many years ago, the governor right now should, by all rights, should have been Larry Elder, but he wasn't. It's Brill Cream. So, and Karen Bass should not be, should be in chains right now and be in a fucking prison because of the malfeasance of Pacific Palisades and the fires. I mean, the natural cause, the, you know, whatever. But this is, it's madness. And for us to think that people will act rationally in their own self-interest when they don't even know what the hell their own self-interest is, you know, it's a hell of a thing.
Well, what is the self-interest of the people of the state of California?
To know that the people that you vote for and you are voting for and the things that you believe in are absolute freaking insanity. You're voting for your literal self-destruction. And you, this is, stop doing it. Vote for sane people. Okay, whatever. You're liberal in certain aspects. You're this, you're that. But to constantly believe this notion that Democrats good, Republicans evil, when it's quite literally the opposite, regardless of your personal politics on name it, name the social issue that may be. To allow this to happen, to be against law enforcement from carting off people, forget about just the average lettuce picker. I'm talking about someone who's a gang member, a gang banger, a drug runner, a human trafficker, to not want them to be deported and indeed to throw cinder blocks at police or Molotov cocktails at police stations and to cheer it on is you're insane. And
Well, but the
then
thing
when
is,
you,
but
yeah.
California has become tribal, and they support their tribe over everything. They support their tribe over their own self-interest, and that's the problem in California. You know, you look at people who are, you know, they're good, hardworking American citizens. They own their home in California. There's no fucking way they're going to vote Republican because they don't want their property taxes to triple. Because, you know, Prop 13, it took care of the middle class. It really helped the middle class. Well, what they did was they locked them in to their homes, and they have absolutely no capacity to change that. What are they going to do? They're gonna vote Democrat. Why shouldn't they? If you have a $2 million house and you're paying $200,000 worth of property taxes, are you gonna vote for the Republican who's gonna change that? Absolutely not.
Well, hopefully all the salt deductions get, hope that gets
Yeah,
preserved, please God.
I
I'm not holding
wonder.
my breath either.
Yeah. Let's not talk about the budget. That's it's too depressing. Anyway,
It is.
what I'm also curious about is who is supporting this well-organized rioting? Who's paying for it? Who is pushing it? Who is pushing it in multiple cities?
A lot of it, sad to say, is our tax dollars, which
Yeah.
we have, which is what DOGE is uncovering. All of these 501c3 corporations, quote unquote, where money is funneled to do all of this garbage. Obviously, the scumbags like George Soros and the money he purloined from the Jewish victims he helped send to the gas chambers, and so on and so on. The Mexican government is has its fingerprints all over this. The Chinese communists have their fingerprints on this. And even of all things, the Muslim Brotherhood is,
No, it makes perfect sense.
you know, because it's helping to bring down America and bring down the West. They don't care.
Well, that's a cheery
So,
thought. They really don't
yeah.
care. It's so amusing to me, the support for Hamas, which, you know, let's face it, all these things are offshoots of the Muslim Brotherhood. They have issues with tactics, and they have issues with theological, you know, they have theological differences. But their overriding goal is the destruction of the West and the creation of a worldwide caliphate. And anything that furthers that plan is A-okay with them.
Yep. And
So,
all they're doing is following the old Soviet playbook of helping to fund dissident, not dissident, which is an insult to that word, but fifth columnists in the country of your enemy who will do whatever they do to bring it down. They don't give a shit
Hey,
about
are we talking about the New
Mexicans.
York Times now?
Yeah, New York Times and the Muslim Brotherhood. Yes, both. But yeah, that's what they're doing. So it's the old Soviet playbook. That's all it is, baby. And it's been going on forever. Just put fifth columnists. Well, the fourth estate is the fifth column, a big part of it anyway. And that's what they're doing. So your tax dollars are at work. I'm sure Chinese government money is at work. I'm sure, all these horrible foundations like the Ford Foundation and the MacArthur Foundation, Arthur Vining Davis, you name it, all the scions of billion of the robber barons of old, who are now their heritage, their money is being used to destroy the country where they made their fortunes.
Yeah, because they feel
That's just,
guilty about it.
or whatever
White
bullshit. So
liberal
it's just,
guilt. It's an unbelievably powerful thing.
it's amazing. It's absolutely, it's disgusting. So that's where a lot of this is being. So there's the that thing. I saw a lot of the commenters this morning on the morning report were saying that they saw, what is it? Plywood shields with metal handles being passed out from a U-Haul truck to the rioters, like the power. I mean, as if that's going to stop any, whatever from a bullet potentially from penetrating it. But still, someone is building these things, providing it along with the pallets of brick from the summer of 2020, and all of these things are being funded and dropped off. And this has to be investigated, and they have to have the shit RICO'd out of them. And all the money of Soros confiscated and him deported and whoever else. And I mean, this is up to Bondi and Patel and whoever else to have the stones to do this. And I guarantee you it leads all the way into the Democrat Party, because it's not just the money, it's the political cover that is being provided to these rioters who are being portrayed as wonderful, great American citizens who are, whatever, like the freedom riders from the civil rights era. And it's
Yeah.
disgusting beyond belief.
Bondi just announced that she's going to use the Hobbs Act to go after these people, which is one of those actually disturbing catch-all federal laws that pretty much can be used against anybody at any time for anything. But in this case, it does it bother me? Yeah, a little bit, but go after them.
By any means necessary, as the saying goes. Foist them on their own damn petards.
Yeah, I
And if
noticed that they're
Gavin
bringing
Newsom is
out.
dangling by a noose, good.
I noticed that they're now bringing out American flags into these protests, into these riots, because
When
the
will they be
optics.
burning them?
Well, no. They're flying the American flag because the optics of them flying the so-called Palestinian flag and the Mexican flag and the whatever the Paraguayan flag or the whatever mestizo flag they can dig up from Central and South America was a little too distasteful for the mass of Americans. So
Yeah, they
they're
couldn't cover that up, and they're complaining. Yeah, you're giving a yeah. The I mean, this is I mean, my God. I mean, I hate to say it. I mean, well, no, it's all of this should be run on a continuous loop, forever until every freaking until the entire demic. I mean, poor Lincoln, God bless him. With malice toward none. Sorry, Mr. Lincoln, God rest your soul. But there is malice towards the Democrat Party, which were you not assassinated, I don't think you would have gone after them. They should have been dismantled, all of them. Every one of them should have been rounded up and sent to prison, if not hanged for treason. And we wouldn't have, maybe we wouldn't be in this mess where we're in now, the Soviet Union notwithstanding.
Okay. You don't like the Democrats, do
No, I
you?
hate their living guts.
Yeah.
They are the root cause of all of the ills of our society. They have oceans of blood and misery and wasted life, blood, and treasure on their hands and their hands only. Period. Full stop. I dare anyone to question me on that.
So, speaking of Democrats and neocons, what are we going to do about Iran? Because you and I have both taken that trip from neocon beliefs to almost isolationist belief when with respect to American foreign policy. But Donald Trump announced just a couple of days ago that enrichment for the in the Iranian nuclear program is a non-starter, that he will not allow it. which is pretty much all that Iran wants to do is enrich uranium so they can build a bomb. So it's a line in the sand that he is either going to ignore or he's going to act upon. And it's pretty clear that line. There's nothing equivocal about it. So I'm curious what is going to happen in the next days and weeks.
Yeah, I mean, Donald Trump is not Barack Obama. If Donald Trump is going to draw a line in the sand, I mean, you can cast aspersions on many parts of his personality or whatever. This is something that when he draws a line in the sand, I think you can bet your bottom dollar that he means business. And
Well,
that's what scares me. I mean, I
yeah,
just don't, I mean,
I don't know. I
you
don't know
know.
about that. He told Hamas that if they didn't return the hostages by Saturday, that he was going to unleash hell, and that was a joke. And he taught
Oops.
them that he was a bullshit artist. Is he a
Well,
bullshit artist? No, but he overpromised and underdelivered there, and that is a lesson that the Arab world, the Muslim world, has learned very, very quickly. And the question
and
is,
the
is he
Iranian
going to
mullahs
do
are
the same
laughing
thing with Iran?
and the Iranian mullahs are laughing at him even now.
Yeah.
There's a couple of links about that and say, who the hell is this guy? Basically, I mean, how do you
Yeah.
say that in Farsi? I don't know, but I mean, it's yeah, they are going to enrich as much uranium as possible. They are going to build and likely test a device somewhere, I assume on their own territory or wherever, and if not perhaps on Pakistani territory, who knows, to give them cover. But yikes, this is not good. And I certainly, and as we have said, unless there is provable direct threat of an attack on this soil by Iran or any country, then American boots, American troops should not be on the ground anywhere, and American forces should not be involved.
I agree completely. What Donald Trump needs to do, I think, and should have done a while ago, is given logistical support to Israel, maybe technological and informational support to Israel, and allow Israel to destroy the Iranian nuclear program,
A
physically
number of,
destroy it. And that,
yeah, a number,
and
yeah.
we don't need to be on the ground. We don't need to be in the air. I
No.
don't want that. I don't want America involved. I think it's Israel's job, and Israel has the tools, and they certainly have the dedication to, let's face it, protect your worldwide Jewry and the state of Israel, because
Yep.
that's what it's going to boil down to.
The
It's
good
if they
news is
don't
a
do
number
it.
of months ago. I'm sorry, a number of months ago, Donald Trump, God bless him, lifted the ban that Joey SpongeBrain Shits Pants put on the Israelis for obtaining, the heavy duty ordnance, the bunker buster bombs. Hopefully Israel has the capacity to use those weapons. I mean, the heavier the load, you're going to need a B-52 or a B-2. In Israel, all they have, the biggest strike weapon they have, I think, are F-16s that have been upgraded over the years, but they can't carry a heavy enough ordnance package
I
to,
think they have F-15s, which are twin
15.
engine, which might be
Okay.
able to carry
Right.
more. But no, I doubt very much they would use planes to
Probably
carry
use
those.
missiles, right?
Yeah, I wonder
Tomahawk.
if, I mean, I'm sure they have theater ballistic missiles, which can carry
Right.
a larger warhead. I don't know. You know something? That's an excellent question. I simply don't
Right.
know.
Because, right. Because I think because the big. The big bunker busters, I don't know that those are missile, those are literally airdropped. Those are not necessarily, but who
Yeah,
knows?
I wonder if the strike last year against the Iranians and the destruction of most of their air defense capacity was a precursor to using civilian planes that had been modified to do that. A
Good bit.
767 could carry several of those bunker buster bombs. Maybe not several, but a
Absolutely.
few. So maybe
Or,
it's that. They
yeah, they
clear the
can roll over,
airspace. Yeah,
yeah,
they
they can
clear the
roll over. What is
airspace
it?
for
Yeah.
a modified civilian plane.
Yeah,
Folks,
C5.
I am not a military strategist. I'm simply guessing. So.
I know this. I know, like a plane, like a cargo, a lifter, like the C5A, like the Galaxy. You open up the clamshell doors and you roll the thing out the back on a parachute, and you light the afterburners and get the hell out of there, and the thing drops and kablooey. So there you go.
Yeah, I mean, maybe a C-130, which I'm sure Israel
Yes.
has,
Yes, they do have.
can
Yes,
do it.
and those too.
Yeah, I don't
What
know,
do you call it?
but
The
it's going to be
MOABs. They're not
it's
the MOABs, but
interesting. Obviously, the United States can do it much more easily. But again,
But
I simply don't want American planes over Iran. Obviously, I don't want American troops anywhere near Iran. So,
right.
anyway, so speaking of the Middle East, our favorite Scandinavian troll
Oh, God. Who I
was.
basically call the, the bastard child of Hermann Goering in drag and a fire plug.
Yeah. So Greta Thunberg took a was on board a ship that was supposedly carrying humanitarian supplies to Gaza, and the intent, of course, was to embarrass the Israeli government and do something very, very, very public. It didn't work. The Israeli Navy stopped the ship. Took everybody off of it and flew them back home, which I thought was delightful. Greta Thunberg claimed that she was being kidnapped, which I thought was very interesting because the only kidnapping that has occurred in that part of the world happened on October 7th, when hundreds of Israelis were kidnapt,
Raped
subsequently
and tortured and
raped,
roasted
tortured,
alive.
and murdered. So for Greta Thunberg to use that politically charged word, I think is offensive in the extreme. I find her a vile human being. She's desperate for the attention. She began with global warming, and when that became not quite the cause célèbre of the lunatic left, she shifted quite seamlessly. And I have to give her credit for that, to a pro-Palestinian stance. Does she believe that? Who cares?
Well,
She's not that impressive a thinker that I really care what she thinks.
as
But
I postulated,
she's certainly she's certainly adept at staying in the news.
as I have postulated, I fully expect her to be landing at LAX within the next 24 to 48 hours, not on Air Force One, but on Airs Force One, Billy
Ah,
Ayers,
God.
ba-dum bump.
Yeah.
But why not? What the hell? So from Gaza to La Raza, it's the same damn thing. Fight the colonialism. And I'm sure she'll be able to tie the Jews into this some way or another. Open borders. Yes, look what they're doing. I mean, they're already doing it. Look at the Muslim Brotherhood is pimping this crap, as are the usual gang of idiots on the left in flailing the comparisons of, ISIS, like the SS, or like the they're being innocent people are being rounded up, and this and that and the other thing. Ay, ay, ay.
Exactly. Oy, oy, oy. All right. So, what else is going on? Anything interesting?
Nothing that I mean, this has really been, sucking the life out of everything. And rightly so. I mean, it's a disgusting thing to see. Our emotions about leftists and the people who keep voting for this notwithstanding, it's ugly and it's a horrible thing. And it just, it's, we need to, I hopefully somehow, if we can in the next however many years, survive all of this crap and survive what the world is going to happen, God forbid. Hopefully, it's just the society will, there will be a change. And as I've said, there is. The younger generations, I think we talked about this before going on the air, there is a they are abandoning Democrats, and the Democrats know this. They have this stupid thing of trying to attract male voters now, being held, whatever, this
Oh my God,
ridiculous
was that
campaign,
embarrassing?
embarrassment. And
Oof.
so there's that happening. And the schools are now going back to funding, charter schools, and that's wonderful. So educational independence from the Marxist indoctrinators. And so a lot of this left, and more and more young people are returning to the church and returning to a more hopefully normal religious life, as opposed to the false gods of the left. And hopefully it bears fruit. We may not be around to see it happen, but please God, let it happen. Let America be restored, and the sooner the better.
Did you notice the a poll that showed that Hispanic Americans or Americans of Hispanic heritage are rapidly becoming a solid voting bloc for the Republican Party and in particular Donald Trump? I found that
Yes,
fascinating. Whether it's
yep.
an outlier or true, I don't know, but there is absolutely a trend, and you just discussed that. And the
There are a
trend.
number of polls like that among these so-called that you would think are core, hardcore leftist Democrat constituencies that show cracks in it.
It's delightful. And they're doubling down on stupid. And this is what I don't understand. My guess, and folks, I am wish casting here, but my guess is that their internal polling shows that it is far, far worse than the public polls have shown. And that they, as and you
If they
described them
think,
as desperate, and I think you might be onto something. They are desperate to do something, and they think that rioting across the blue cities of America will re-energize the young left, the young leftists, and have them, return to the progressive Democrat fold. I think they're wrong,
yeah,
but
and if they think handing out some American flags to wave and not to burn is going to do the trick with regular normal Americans, I mean, they're pissing up the rope that hopefully, Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass find themselves their necks dangling from, if there is any justice in this world, and I mean after being convicted of treason.
Karen Bass, my God, what a fucking moron she is. I mean, let's face it, Newsom's a moron also, but what an empty suit he is.
He's a
Why
well-groomed
people think that he can
moron.
be a president is beyond me.
He'll never make it. He's white and heterosexual and male, so forget it.
Oh, that's disgusting. Ugh.
Maybe we'll get Pete Buddy gig and his lactating husband who lactates cockroach milk.
Oh God.
Did you see that
With
story?
that, I think that we're going to call it a day here on the Jim Newsletter Fat Podcast. Folks, thanks for listening. We will see you next week. I'm going to be back in Paris, so maybe something amusing will happen then. Or not. Who knows? Anyway, Sefton, take it away.
Yes, sir. Thank you, my dear friends, and for your contributing to our tip jar. It helps more than you know, and God bless you for that, for commenting, for being here and giving us moral and financial support and commenting. And we will see you again on the next one on the Cut Jib Newsletter Radio and Podcasting Network, around the world, across the nation, and up your street with all the news and opinion that really matters. God bless you, Alice.
Thanks for listening, folks.